All right, I thought we played hard. We had a lot of fight in us today. Obviously, we came up short. I have to go back, take a look at the tape, and take a look at it. Let's open it up.
Any of the offense overall?
Yeah, we weren't sharp on offense today.
Going into the week, when you were looking at Seattle's defense, what did you find to be their strength, and what was your plan to attack it?
Say it one more time.
Going into the week, when you viewed the Seattle defense, what did you view as its strength, and
yeah, they're good at all three levels. They have excellent team speed. They're lightweight, so you feel if you can get into a four-quarter game with it, you have a chance to wear them out physically. And it got away from us there at the end.
Coach, were you given an explanation on the Paul Richardson touchdown where he got tied up with Landon?
They said that they thought he clearly had possession of the ball. He lost possession and clearly had possession of the ball before he went out of bounds and had his foot on the white. That's why they gave him the touchdown. Again, we'll go look at the tape. I thought he lost. I did not think he had possession of the ball before his foot hit the white. But again, we'll go take a look at the tape and see what we can see.
You mentioned you use a lot of defensive backs. At times you had seven defensive backs out there with your receivers. Was that by design or compensating for some of your linebackers?
No, we have a lot of defensive backs we have confidence in, and they have a lot of speed too. They used a lot of trip speed formations, three speed to one side and 88 to the other side. They create some matchups problems for you there. And obviously the extended play of the quarterback factors in there as well. And we used some guys in some different roles this week, gave an opportunity to play, and they did a nice job.
DRC wasn't in there giving the first one snap. Was that at all discipline or related to the suspension?
No. We wanted to use a variety of defensive backs, and they all played a significant role in the game.
How did you feel your wide receivers played
today? We had a tough time getting them the ball, tough time getting them going. Again, I want to go back and take a look at the tape before I make any comments. Again, I thought we played hard. I thought we played physical, and we didn't get the results we were looking for.
Overall, where is Eli Manning these days? I mean, I realize there's a lot of injuries and things that are going on, but is he still...
Yeah, he's working hard. He's preparing during the week. Had a tremendous week of practice last week. We have to get it to translate to the field on Sunday.
Coach, how do you believe Avery Moss responded to increased opportunities today with the injuries in the defensive line?
I think he did a good job today. He caused a fumble, went down, played hard on special teams on a few snaps. His role's increasing. He has to keep growing and maturing for a young player.
Those are your shorthand with some of your weapons.
We have 46 today. We need to run the ball better, and we need to take it into the fourth quarter in a close game with a chance to wear them out physically, and the game got away from us in the fourth quarter.
We ran the ball okay, though, in the second half when they did have opportunity to get back 7 or 5 yards to carry. Did you think you got away from that maybe a little early, or is that sort of, you think, dictated by where you were at in the game?
No, I was fine with the way the game was called.
Coach, you ran an end around and coming out of that half. Was that by design, like you had to fake to the back and the end around going in the same direction? Was that where?
That's something we've had a lot of success with in the past. It's a fast defense. If you feel you can get them over pursuing and chasing down on the backside, you know, give 72 credit. I believe he was the end on the play. He made a nice play.
You're 1-6 in the bye week. Where do you go from here? We
have to go back. We have to take a look at the first 7 weeks, evaluate us schematically, evaluate ourselves schematically, the personnel, coaching, everything. Take a look at it, find a way to get our bodies back. That'll be big for the second half, and then come back and prepare to win a ball game.
Do you need Eli to give you more in the second half of the season?
Again, this it's the ultimate team game. It's not one guy. It's not one position. It's not injuries. We need to go put it all together. Get healthy this week. Take a look at ourselves. Prepare for an opponent.
Any updates on
DJ,
Justin,
and the
No updates. Who went into
the decision not to play Sterling today? We didn't feel that it was in Sterling's best interest to play today.
Coach, moving forward, how can this team get better on third down?
Again, you know, it's the ultimate team game. It takes all 11. We need to protect better. We need to throw it better. We need to get separation on the outside. We're going to probably see a lot of man coverage with the guys we're playing with, and it takes all 11. Thank you.